I was born in Satanta, Kansas, very small town, out Oklahoma, Colorado border. Where I grew up, we'd have to move away from the windows because the wind would be blowing so hard. You'd see the tumbleweeds. They'd turn on the light in the middle of the day because it was so dark because the dust of all the farmland would be blowing through there. So I grew up in small town and then ended up in Manhattan my last couple years of high school. When I got to Manhattan, they said, well, do you want to play defense or offense? I'm like, hey, I play both. You know, I like them both. How can I choose? And but obviously, I was smart enough to choose what I was probably a little better at, and that was playing linebacker. My time at K-State was interesting because it wasn't a good program at the time. They kind of had good players and mostly Kansas kids that played for them and really did well, but they didn't win a lot. So for me, making that choice, do I go to K-State, KU, Arkansas, and Oklahoma was kind of what I narrowed my choices down. I don't know how people find you in Manhattan, Kansas at the time, but they do. And it wasn't probably the smartest thing to do to go to K-State. Looking back, we just didn't win. and that was the hard thing about K-State. But obviously, the great thing about team football is who you play with. I had a bunch of great guys, not only Kansas kids, but people from all over the country. And so, great time at K-State. Back then, there was no combine, so they kind of flew you in, and that's really the only way you knew there was some interest. And Buffalo and Philadelphia were the two teams that I felt were most interested in me, and so I obviously got an agent, and you kind of go through that process, and they said, you know, they projected me somewhere between the second and fifth round. Sure enough, when I got the phone call from the Chiefs, chose me in the third round, and I was just thrilled that I had the opportunity to play so close to home. Totally shocked me because I didn't realize at the time how much interest I had, but couldn't have been more pleased that I had the opportunity to stay close to home. I think one of the best memories I have is I don't know if my mom missed a game. How about that? I mean, that's pretty amazing. And my mom is a great football fan. For her to come watch her son play every Sunday was just amazing. I played with some great football players. You know, the Art Steels of the world, Jerron Cherries, Albert Lewis, Kevin Ross, Gary Barbaro, Gary Green, Bill Moss, Mike Bell, and just great football players. Back then, obviously, we didn't move from team to team a lot, so the chemistry was very special, and especially a 3-4 defense. It takes time to learn how to play a 3-4 together, and so all those memories are very special to me, and that the time, obviously, getting to play here was just incredible. When you play something you love to play, and you have to give it up, it's probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Just wrestling with the fact of retiring when you don't want to retire. The fact that I ended up with 999 tackles, I call is the biggest PR move that I could ever make, because it's a number that people remember. Obviously, I wish I had more. I ended my career with back surgery and I couldn't come back. A good friend of mine from church, a very old gentleman, he doesn't even know what football is. He called me up, he says, Gary, he goes, 999 tackles, I saw you on the news tonight. He goes, I just want to encourage you. He goes, you know, God said there's 9 gifts in the book of Corinthians. I don't know why he chose 9. He goes, you know, in Galatians there's 9 fruits. I don't know why God chose 9 fruits. And if I'm not mistaken, your wife is pregnant. And it still takes 9 months to complete a birth. I think you've completed what you're supposed to complete, and it's okay to move on. And you know, after that phone call, I never looked back. You know, I was able to channel my energies into the next phase of my life. And I started selling tickets. I love to manage people, so I was able to manage the sales staff. So I could take my competitive nature and channel it right in to sales. And it was really a fun transition. I was able to do that, and the next kind of natural thing was special events. And I was able to take some of those relationships that I'd built over the years, and I've loved being a part of special events. Lamar loved to entertain people. So finding other things that we could entertain this community with in a positive way was a real special thing for me, because as a player, Lamar was so back of the room type of guy. I mean, his humility. It was amazing for us as players to watch this man who owned the team and we knew wanted to win, and we wanted to win for him. I wanted to win a Super Bowl as a player for Lamar Hunt because the character and the integrity and the humility of this man was, I've never seen anybody like that. And to be able to play for him and then work for him was very special. One of the reasons I think I stayed and worked for the Chiefs is I wanted to see the Super Bowl handed to him, because I love Lamar Hunt that much. And when we get that Super Bowl, to me, it's you know, I'm going to be so excited for the Hunt family and for this organization, because his handprints are all over this.